We're going to switch gears now and go to our weekly political chat as we close in on the next big presidential primaries this coming Tuesday, Ohio, Texas, Rhode Island, and Vermont. We wanted to look more closely at how crucial a role these states will play. Some political pundits, no less than former President Bill Clinton included, say this is a do-or-die moment for Senator Hillary Clinton's bid. Joining us to talk about this, Luis Clemens, editor of Candidato USA. It's an online publication dedicated to covering election news and political issues that are particularly relevant to Latino voters, although, Luis, I think that your readership has gotten a lot broader than just the Latino population this year. He's joining us from KSTX in San Antonio. Thanks.
Happy to be here. It's very good to chat with you again, Michelle.
Well, thanks. So let's talk with about Texas. Senator, former President Clinton says must win for his wife, Senator Clinton. Do you agree?
I think so. I definitely think so. There's been so much talk about Latino voter support for Senator Clinton. If that's not enough to swing the state in her favor, then I think it'll be very hard for her to continue forward.
How's it looking for her there in Texas? That you mentioned that Latino voters key to the state. Is there a battle going on for their votes? Is Senator Obama competitive?
Battle would be an understatement. I think this is some of the fiercest Latino political marketing and some of the fiercest, most competitive Latino voter outreach this country has seen since 2004. And you have two candidates really duking it out, really going to great lengths to pursue Latino voters. And that's across the state, South Texas, where it's heavily Hispanic, metropolitan areas such as Houston and Dallas, really across the board.
How are they doing it? What kinds of things are they up to?
You name it, from old-fashioned phone banking, knocking on doors, to sending surrogates. You had comedian George Lopez down in El Paso yesterday.
Who's he for?
He's for Barack Obama, and his stump speech was as much a comedy routine as anything else. And literally in an hour or two, what you'll have is three Latino Congress members of Congress fanning out through San Antonio, knocking on doors, talking to people at restaurants. Really, the full range of activity and lots of it.
It has been kind of conventional wisdom, I think, that Senator Clinton has had that she's kind of had a real advantage among kind of a Latino opinion leaders, like people like, or the names that people know, like Raúl Aguirre, who's the president emeritus of La Raza. Is that still true? And are you seeing any kind of the movement that we saw with African Americans like John Lewis and some other, you know, council members who initially supported Senator Clinton, but then in the face of the Obama juggernaut have kind of reevaluated their position? Are you seeing any of that? First of all, is the premise correct that a lot of the elected leaders are with Clinton? And is there any softening?
Well, first off, I love that phrase, Obama juggernaut, actually. In terms of what we've seen in terms of Latino elected officials and community leaders, clearly the most established and prominent figures have generally lined up behind Hillary Clinton. What you're seeing among Latino elected officials is a generation gap. You're seeing younger elected officials who are Hispanic lining up behind Barack Obama. There's an interesting case in Texas where one state senator, Eddie Lucio, is favoring Hillary Clinton, while his son, the state representative, is favoring Barack Obama. And you see that sort of generational gap here in Texas time and time again among elected officials. You're not really seeing any erosion of support among those Latino elected officials supporting Hillary Clinton, at least not yet.
Can you weigh in on this question? I'm guessing you might be sick of it by now, but this whole issue of whether Latinos will vote for an African-American, and I don't mean, you know, leaders, you know, elected officials like, but the sort of grassroots voters have, it's been sort of repeated. In fact, I think this was started by Sergio Bendixson, who's a Clinton pollster, who suggested in an article in The New Yorker that Latinos have an unwillingness or a reluctance to vote for an African-American. What's your take on that?
Well, two things. I mean, first off, clearly there is tension between blacks and Latinos in a number of communities throughout the states. That said, there is a little evidence to bolster the notion that Latino voters are unwilling to vote for black candidates. You see this, oh gosh, in a number of municipal elections, New York, Chicago, Denver, you see this at the congressional level, and clearly there's a large level of Latino support for Barack Obama. It's not the majority, but it is a sizable minority. So no, I don't buy. I don't buy Sergio's premise.
Do you have a sense of how folks are feeling about being courted? You know, sometimes we've been hearing a lot from African American voters who say, "Gee, I love it that somebody's actually asking for my vote for a change instead of just assuming." On the other hand, sometimes people, like in places like South Carolina, when there's this kind of heavy politicking, some people find that it's more than they bargained for. They get enough already. You know, stop burning up my phone. Do you have any sense of how folks are reacting to this? Mm.
Yes, my sense is that people feel like prom kings and queens in Texas. This is not a state where primaries typically matter. And I've been down south in Corpus Christi, and I've been in a number of places across the state. And generally, there's a very high level of enthusiasm. That's not unanimous. That's not uniform. You do find people that say, no, I'm not going to vote. But among those who have already voted or intend to do so, they are very keen on this.
Okay. We're going to pause here for a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our political chat about next week's primaries. We'll also talk about how often Americans change their faith these days and how that affects relationships when they do. That's coming up next on Tell Me More. I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Our Faith Matters conversation is coming up, but we're going to spend just a couple of more minutes on politics with Luis Clemens, editor of Candidato USA. It's an online publication dedicated to covering election news and political issues relevant to Latino voters, especially, and all of us really right now, Luis, because the Latino vote is so crucial right now. So how do you feel the Latino vote will factor in the November election, since it seems increasingly likely that John McCain is going to be the Republican choice?
Well, I think John McCain is a very dangerous candidate for whoever the Democratic nominee is from the perspective of Latino voters. Why? He's been reelected, gotten the support of Latino voters in his home state. He definitely has broad support among Latino voters because of his role in terms of immigration reform. That said, it's a very high hurdle. It's almost impossible to imagine him equaling the level of George Bush's support in 2004, which was 40%.
Why?
Well, I think there are a lot of concerns among Latino voters regarding the war in Iraq. We've seen this in a number of polls where people cite it as one of the most important issues. And clearly John McCain's stance is to continue a military presence in Iraq. The other issue, I think, is in terms of the economy, which the senator from Arizona has recognized is not a strong point. Latinos find themselves invariably on the sharp end of any recession, any economic slowdown when it comes to job losses. I think those two factors in particular will be an obstacle for Senator McCain with the Latino population.
And finally, will you just spend just a couple minutes on Ohio? Last I checked, the Latino population there was pretty small according to the last census, although perhaps the figure is sort of undercounted. But Senator Obama has been hammering on Senator Clinton's past support of NAFTA. Now both candidates are saying it might be time to renegotiate the agreement. We talked to a reporter for a Mexico-based political publication a couple of days ago, and he was saying that this is a great concern in sort of Mexico. I'm just wondering how you think that issue will play among Latino voters, if it has any resonance at all.
Well, I think among Latino voters in Ohio, I mean, we're talking 1% of eligible voters. So as you said, we're not talking about a large amount of folks. That said, I'm not sure how it will play specific to Latino voters in Ohio. But as far as Latino voters in Texas go, folks here clearly have the sense that NAFTA has largely been beneficial to the state in terms of creating jobs, expanding business, expanding many cities along the border. In terms of how it plays out in Ohio among Latino voters, I really can't say, Michelle.
Okay. Well, that's always good. That's always honest when you say you can't say it. And are you one of those rare guys that asks for directions, too?
I do. Always, invariably.
Okay. Luis Clemens is an editor with Candidato USA. He joined us from KSTX in San Antonio, Texas. Luis, thanks so much. Stop back by again.
Will do. Many thanks.
Thank you.